From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Pentagon says it's pausing efforts to build a new ground force of Syrian rebels to battle Islamic State fighters, citing what one official calls significant challenges. Undersecretary of Defense Christine Wormuth says the focus of the program now shifts to helping moderate rebels already fighting ISIS.
Putting them through the same very rigorous vetting process that we had used in the original program, and then giving them basic equipment packages to distribute to their fighting force.
Wormuth says the original program, which only produced a handful of trained rebels to combat ISIS, may be restarted in the future. President Obama was in Roseburg, Oregon, Friday for a private meeting with the families of the 9 people killed in the mass shootings at Umpqua Community College. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, the president's visit drew a mixed reaction from local residents.
The president met with some family members of the victims at Roseburg High School. John Palmer was one of the roughly 200 people outside the Roseburg airport protesting Obama's visit.
I don't think it's genuine. I don't think he really cares about the families and the loss and the tragedy. I think he cares more about pushing his agenda.
Others in Roseburg say they were glad the president came. Obama said the country would have to come together to prevent future shootings like the one that took place here last week. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Roseburg, Oregon.
An 18-year-old Northern Arizona University student is charged with killing another student and wounding 3 more. Police say the incident occurred Friday in the parking lot of a dormitory during a confrontation at the school in Flagstaff. Meanwhile, another freshman is dead and a classmate is hospitalized in stable condition after being shot at Texas Southern University in Houston. Police say 2 people have been detained in that incident and that a third is being sought for questioning. A Scottish nurse who got Ebola while working in Sierra Leone has been readmitted to a hospital. And NPR's Leila Fadel reports that she's described as being in serious condition.
Pauline Caffrey got the virus about 9 months ago. She was put in isolation in the United Kingdom upon her return from Sierra Leone and recovered. The fact that she fell ill again inside the United Kingdom is a worrying sign. The 39-year-old was admitted to a hospital in Glasgow on Tuesday because she wasn't feeling well. She was treated in its infectious diseases unit. She was flown on a military plane to London's Royal Free Hospital following complications. Leila Fadel, NPR News, London.
South Carolina officials say they cannot say when a 13-mile stretch of Interstate 95 there will be reopened after the foundations beneath several highway bridges were washed away. Low-lying coastal areas are still under mandatory evacuation orders in anticipation of more devastating floods. This is NPR News. Local United Auto Workers leaders have approved a new tentative contract agreement with Fiat Chrysler. The vote Friday came a week after UAW members voted down a previous proposal. The new deal promises to gradually eliminate a 2-tier pay system and bring all U.S. factory workers to the same salary level over 8 years. It also promises the first raise in 9 years for the highest paid workers. North Korea is marking the 70th anniversary of its ruling party with plans for a lavish military parade in Pyongyang Saturday afternoon. NPR's Elise Hu reports on the celebration that North Korea wants the world to see.
The spectacle is expected to be the largest celebration since Kim Jong-un assumed power in late 2011. Analysis of satellite imagery shows 800 tents, 700 trucks, and about 200 armored vehicles in place for the military parade. And the Associated Press reports that workers have improved buildings and built new roads in advance of the show. Foreign media and diplomats from Japan, Spain, and the Philippines are among the guests in the North Korean capital on invitation from Pyongyang. It's unknown whether Leader Kim Jong-un will speak at the event. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.
The Los Angeles Unified School District is suspending all commercial filmings on its campuses. This after a local TV station reported that scenes from a porn movie were shot at one local high school in 2011. A district spokeswoman says the production company is permanently banned from using district facilities, and the superintendent says the district wants to ensure that all filming is appropriate. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.